Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Ellie, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done, honey.
Aye, a wee bonny lass. It's in Scotland.
Yeah.
A wee man.
Yeah. Well, not a wee man, wee girl, but yes.
Wee girl. Wee girl.
This is Ellie, our 27-month-old daughter. What the fuck is that? 2.5. Two and a quarter. I couldn't do the maths.
She's 2 years of age.
Just say that. Who, despite being born in Edinburgh and having a Scottish mother and going to a Scottish nursery, has exclusively picked up her father's Cambridgeshire accent.
Has she? She might have picked it up and put it back in her pocket, but I don't know whether
I can tell an accent on a two-year-old.
I've never heard anyone from Cambridgeshire talk loud enough to find an accent. They are posh, quiet people. They laugh inside and then, or not at all. Cambridge is a tough gig, Josh.
The old corn exchange. Oh,
fucking hell. They've exchanged some corn in there back in the day.
Oh, my God.
The corn exchange.
You could hear them exchanging the corn when I was on, I can tell you that. It was that quiet. The ghosts of some corn exchangers.
How much corn do you need to build a building to exchange it?
Oh, I've had some bad gigs in the Cambridge Corn Exchange.
They go well, but it's just how they enjoy themselves, people from Cambridge.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got the pictures on. Should we turn the pictures off?
We never have the
pictures on, do we? It looks weird. I was just like staring at you like it's a date.
Yeah, well, you know, in many ways.
It is a bit of a date. So she's from Scotland and Cambridgeshire,
that child. Thanks to the Weekly Entertainment, a Ryan reminder that having two kids is a nightmare for everyone and not just us. Anna Hopkinson.
Is that from the listener
from
or you?
Edinburgh. No, I don't listen.
Anymore, part of your recovery from being stressed. Yeah. I don't listen back to every episode five times anymore.
I know, exactly.
It's really freed up the week.
Yeah. Rob?
Yeah?
Shall I tell you about my work?
Do you know what, Josh? I'm going to say we've had a bit of a slight break in recording just because I was in Vegas for a week working, I will add, with doing Rob and Romesh.
And what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, which is problematic for you reporting your week, right?
Well, yeah, and for the television show.
Yeah, of course.
So we've got loads of great footage, but as you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we filmed it all and left all the memory cards there.
Yeah, of course. That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you sound very chilled because you were still a little bit antsy before I left because it was your daughter was just starting her first week of school.
Yeah.
How did the first 4 week go, Josh?
Do you know what I think is the most misleading...
You'd ban me?
No. Do you know what I'd ban, comma, Rob?
Okay, thanks.
The most misleading thing in parenting is... the week when every fucking prick is putting a picture of their kid in front of their door, including myself and my wife, on Instagram.
Like, your child, to make it clear.
Yeah, your own child. Yeah, exactly. It makes you think first day of school is just this lovely event that... But it's fucking brutal for the kids.
Oh, sorry, Josh. I just jumped. I forgot I had a dog, and then our dog just came out of a bush, and I shit myself.
You're not recording. You're recording in your garden, yeah?
No, my office, I've got a window that looks out into the garden. I just saw this bush moving, like something from a horror film, and this sort of, like, grey beast. I was like, what's that? I was like, yeah, you've got a dog. I've been away.
How long have you been in Vegas?
I can't tell you what happens in Vegas. Stays in Vegas, baby. No, but I was there. To be honest, I landed this morning at 8 a.m. Yep. So and we're recording at 5 p.m. on a Monday. So I'm a little bit wired. So right, I forgot for a moment. I forgot I had a dog, and I saw one. Yeah. Sorry. Go on, Josh. No,
it's a roller coaster the first week, Rob. Because day one's not the problem. Day one, she ran in. She had a lovely time.
Bit of a novelty.
Day three, when they realise, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
This is my life
for 14
now.
Years.
For 14 more years. I didn't hammer that home, but to her. So day two was tears at drop off. Day three was tears at drop off. And you know, all morning, the morning build up to the tears at drop off is absolutely
brutal. How bad are the tears at drop off? Have they stopped now then?
She's turned it round, thank God.
But how bad were the tears at drop off?
So we started on the Wednesday, Thursday. Bad.
Ooh, Taddo, pure Friday. Terrible Taddo. I'm going to call it Taddo.
Yeah.
Tears at drop off.
Terrible Taddo.
Terrible
Friday,
Taddo.
Friday, bad. Yeah. But both good pickups.
Good. It'd be weird if she was crying at pickup as well. I think there's a deeper problem.
Wow. Then you're in serious
tears at dinner
there.
Time. Tears at bedtime. Yeah. Tears at. She's crying nonstop.
She's enjoying school. Yeah. It's the other bits.
Yeah, it's when I'm there.
Yeah. That's why there's tears at drop off. I won't leave.
Fuck off!
Cramping my style. Weekend comes. Obviously, that sets her back because it gets you used to back to normal real life. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
Oh, and then on now the bank holiday for the funeral.
Yeah.
And she loves the Queen. How's your daughter taken all this?
She was very clear that she thinks kings are boring.
Yes, when we told our kids, it was like, oh, you know, the Queen's died, and my youngest went, did they chop her head off?
She's been reading history and all that kind of
thing. She likes Sixth the Musical soundtrack. So she's been learning about Henry VIII and the beheadings.
That's incredible. I'll be honest with you. She didn't care as much as I worried she would.
Right, okay.
Because when it happened, I thought, this is not the week for this.
She was
to
more Holly and Schofield rather than David Beckham.
Yes, yep. She was very much Holly and Schofield rather than David Beckham. Sure. Yeah. So, week two. She's got a mate now. She's got a very... It's very quick. Actually, this happened on the first week, day three.
Yeah.
Suddenly she says, I've got a best friend. And you're like, what, in one day you've managed? And this kid's been saying it about her. And you're like, you two are super keen jumping into this.
Yeah. You sort of want her to have a friend, be like, don't just take any old riffraff.
Shop around, you know. I'm absolutely delighted because it really solved the problem. Oh. And she gets on brilliantly with her friend, best friend. But you are like, are these two... Is this it now for 6 years? Are you best friends now?
No, they will fall out and hate each other for the most stupid reason.
No, please not. Please no, I can't deal with that.
No, it's like a revolving door of, do you want so-and-so to come round? No, I don't like her. Why not? Oh, she was in front of me for the queue for lunch. Okay, yeah. I don't think that's how friendships should work. All right, no, not then, because she took the purple and I was colouring in. She's not my friend anymore. Yeah. And it can't, but then it changes every week.
This week has been stressful, I'll be honest. It was very stressful. But she's really now, she's loving it.
Yeah.
She actively likes school.
That's good.
Do you know what I like, Rob?
Yeah.
The commute and drop-off. Because I'm driving. Yeah. It's 20 mins.
Yeah.
That 20 mins drive home, that's me time.
Yeah. Yes, Josh.
I've been waiting for this for 4 years. 20 minutes of me time.
What are you doing in the... break it down for me, the 20 mins.
What am I doing? Yeah. Well, I'm eyes on the road, obviously. Just to be very clear. Yeah.
Big joint and the roof down.
Exactly. Pop Hobson and Bob Marley. Roll a big fat one.
So Josh is
so chilled.
I tell you
what, mate. I get back for those last leg meetings. Some of my ideas are blowing their minds.
This guy's baked.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Josh is this crazy, crazy guy. So what are you doing? Podcast, just music, or silence and staring?
Podcast or radio.
Well, fair enough, yeah. Sure. Who's your radio of choice in the morning?
Well, it's either Six Music or Radio 2, depending on my mood. Oh, well, this is one of the problems. So she insists on an exclusive Paw Patrol music policy on the way there.
Oh, really? That is brutal.
Which, do you know what? If it was Hey Dougie, it'd be fine, because there's a string of songs. Paw Patrol aren't big in the pop music market. They've only got 5 songs, and they're all a minute long.
Yeah.
So over 20 minutes, I'm doing 4 rotations of 5 songs. I listened to the Putt Putt Boogie 20 times last week.
No wonder you're a bit stressed. Well, so also as well, so is it stressful for you because Rose can't drive? You're having, so you always do it, and if Rose does it, she has to get like a bus or something.
Yeah, but do you know what? For the first week, I didn't want to not do it, if that makes sense.
Course.
And now we reach the reality of the honeymoon period of the commute is gone.
Yeah, so you're a bit bored of the me time.
Well, I'd like that me time maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, rather than 10.
Rather than 10, yeah.
Well, that, I find the worst taddos we experienced in the first year was we used to walk our daughter to school, and then some days when we was busy or it was raining, we'd sometimes drive because they have like a drop off. You can drive into the school, drop off and drive out. It's sort of quite a clever little one-way system. And then the first time we did that, I was like, just jump out. And she just didn't know what was going on. And it blew her head. And then we had to pull over and we had to get her out. It was absolute taddo times 10. And but she's used to that now. But it's just, it's like anything, it's just settling into it and getting used to it.
Well, we also were doing the settling of our son at nursery the same week.
That's not ideal, is it?
So we were getting double taddos. Right? We were getting drop her off, taddos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk up the road, 3 minutes, drop him off, incredible taddos.
Yeah, taddos.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. And you're just like, after that, you're like, I mean, absolutely shaken.
Yeah, it is horrible. It's like something from a film when they get separated, you know, like in a disaster movie, and it's really busy, and then people are like passing kids along, and then all that, and they're getting separated, and you feel guilt. Oh, it's horrible.
There was a slight issue between me and Rose, I should say, in our approach to these situations.
Yeah. Okay. What's the problem?
So when it was going badly at the start, the first 48 hours, when it was going badly.
Yeah. You left him there for 48 hours?
No, with her, sorry. Her first 2 days.
Oh, at school, sorry, right.
Yeah. Her first 2 days at school.
She's not in boarding school. She's been there for 48 hours now.
I just couldn't be bothered to pick her up. I'd had enough of the putt-putt boogie.
But it's been warm out. People are queuing through the night. She can stand there for a night.
Exactly. So it was going badly.
Yeah.
The second drop-off was particularly bad. We were thinking, this is... You know when you're like, oh, God, this is awful. She's going to hate school, blah, blah, blah. I am of the attitude, you've got to be positive in these situations. It'll all be fine.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Because you can't prove it to them. You just have to, be all good. Yeah. And then once they get in there, they'll be loving it. Yeah.
Rose is of the attitude. This is just between me and Rose. So I was of the attitude. Yeah. You've got to stay positive here.
Can I say something, Josh? I'm worried if you're the positive one.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear how negative Rose was? She wasn't just being negative about it.
Yeah.
But she said, I really don't like it when people tell me it'll be fine. Her view was, it's really annoying if people tell me it'll be fine, which puts me in a very difficult position, Rob. Because then I've got 2 options, which is say it's going to be awful.
Yep.
Or don't speak.
I wouldn't speak.
Yeah, well, that's what I had to go for, Rob.
But then you'll get told off for not talking about it.
Well, there was nothing I could do, Rob.
You can't, because I think it's going to be awful today, and I think our daughter's going to go in there and be upset, and I was going to talk to her play over. Yeah. Is that what she wants? Is that what you want? Double down next time.
What do you mean? And say that?
Go. Like, so, okay, I'm Rose, right? So you're Rose, okay?
Okay.
Look, it'll be fine, Rose.
No, it's not going to be fine. And it just makes it worse when you're just telling me it's going to be fine. That's of no use.
Oh, do you know what, Rose? I think you're right. I just think our daughter's going to go in there and have an awful time, and it's our fault, and we're forcing her to go in there alone and cry all day. Yeah, you're right, Rose. So what should we do while we wait for her to come out after that awful day?
Well, do you know what? That's what I'm going to do next time.
Just to see what she says.
Yeah.
Do you know what, you're right, I'm just going to sit here and think about that for 3 hours. I'm going to imagine every scenario, whatever our daughter's doing, and it'd be horrible for us.
That's the worst thing about it, Rob, is it's the first time you feel completely helpless because they're in school. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do.
And you're having that sort of like under your breath conversation about it in the car while it's all kicking off, and you're now en route to your second taddo drop-off of the little one.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So how bad was he just clinging on?
He was pretty bad. He was very bad. Within 48 hours of him starting nursery, he's got a cold. Of course he has.
Is he off?
No, but he's snotty nose. And yeah. It's like, oh yeah, here we go. This is my life now for the next year.
Just cold in the shits every cold 5 days.
Oh God.
Life. He'll be fine though. He'll be fine.
It's all right though, isn't it? It's going to be fine. But I can say that to you, Rob, without fear that you're going to throw it back at me.
But yeah, I get what Rose means. So when people say that, it is annoying, isn't it? But it is the truth.
I need to be going, it'll be fine. Otherwise, I can't deal with it.
Well, do you know what? It's not it'll be fine. I just completely switch off and I go. So for example, when I was coming back from Vegas for work, I did stay one extra day to see the boxing. But I was coming back and then Lou said, oh, look, our eldest one, she got really high temperature. She got a sore throat. She's at 38.5 degrees or whatever. I'm going to, and all the everything's shut because it's Sunday and then it's the Queen's funeral the next day. I'm going to take her to urgent care to, you know, try and get some antibiotics or something. So in the past, I would have been flooded with stress. I'd be ringing Lou. What can I do? And I'd be thinking, what can I do? Should I ring my mum to come up? But on all these things, and I'd sit on the plane like festering with stress and worry, as a roundabout way of going like, yeah, but I care. This shows I care. But actually, I'm just getting so worked up, and it doesn't help anyone. No. And then I just basically went, okay, well, Lou's a grown adult. She's in charge of that. I'm just going to not think about it now. Because it's not worth, it's a waste of time thinking. And obviously, when I get Wi-Fi, I'll text her and see what's going on. But you can't work yourself up. So you just sort of have to tap out of it, turn your brain off.
Exactly.
But I'm glad it's settled down.
Yeah, it's good. And she's loving school. She's a nerd, Rob. I've got a terrible feeling she's a nerd.
What, your daughter? That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, she's already into the telling us which rules you have to follow.
Yeah, but that's what you want. You don't want some sort of feisty, kicking off like she's from Geordie Shore. Like, no one tells me what to do.
Exactly.
I don't know why she's a man.
I'll be honest with you. I'm delighted that we've got on our hands an absolute rule follower. She's like, oh, you know, my teacher says you do this. But one of my journeys home, she was just listing all of the different rules of school and absolutely loving it. And you're like...
But my eldest did that. She came home and printed off a little... Well, they gave her a print off of what days is like PE, what days homework and stuff like that. And she stuck it on her door and said, so we don't forget. however, though, something from the podcast got back to her at school, Josh.
Oh, no, is that the first time?
That's the first time. So she got upset in bed. I was at work and Lou told me. Basically, you know the magic thing where she sort of ended up poking my daughter in the eye when they were doing a magic trick? Remember that? Yeah, where she was poking through the cardboard box. Yeah. And then she said, she went, she doesn't understand what it is. She went, Daddy, why did you post it? Why did you post it? I went, what? She went, on the podcast.
Oh, no. This is how this all starts.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, oh, God, Josh is going to panic when he hears this. I was like, what happened? He said, at school, the girl at school said that I hurt my sister and everyone knows about it because of the podcast. And I was only playing. I didn't want to hurt her.
Oh, no, Rob.
And then
she went,
I don't want to be famous for hurting my sister.
How did you feel at that point?
What's this fucking dickhead parent telling the kid for? I don't know what kid it is. I'm not going to name and shame, but I know a grass when I see a fucking grass. So I'll be having words. I'll put a two-footer on him at football when I see him. Unbelievable. Don't grass me up to the kid. That would have sent me sideways a few years ago, though. But now I'm a bit more chilled about it. But because also as well, this I feel like the worst parent ever at the moment. I feel really, but I'm trying to not beat myself up about it because I had to be in Vegas.
16 days in Vegas.
No, I was supposed to be leaving Saturday morning, but I left Sunday morning so I could go and watch the boxing. I've always wanted to go to Vegas to see a fight. And the way I sold it to Lou was, look, if I go now, I'm only away for an extra day. Whereas if I go to a Vegas fight, it's at least 4 days.
Yeah.
So if anything, I'm saving you time. I'm also having to book her a girls trip away. So it sort of wasn't a full, and that's more than one day. But I don't want to get bogged down on days, because I was there for work days. But anyway, so when I go to Australia at the end of the year, I basically come back the day after my eldest daughter's birthday.
Oh no.
But when we were booking it in, I was like, if I do that, then I can go to New Zealand, and it's really good from a career point of view to do Australia and New Zealand and build an audience. And then I can go back, and it's good. It's, you know, you've got to make sure that you're building. It's my job, right? You know, and anyway, I'll come back on like the. There's no point in me rushing back to get home to literally see her for half an hour, and then she goes to school.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did last year. And, like, it was a bit of a pointless day off. I was just sat there waiting to pick her up. And then in the end, so it was a bit of a waste. And I was like, well, if I get back the day after, then her party's at the weekend, then I can see her. And then, oh, mate, I was talking about it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be here for your actual birthday, just to chat over dinner, but I'll be there for your party. And she honestly, mate, she held my hands, looked me in the eye and went, but Daddy, you're not going to be there for my birthday. And then somehow a single tear came out of her eye.
Oh my God.
And
oh,
I just, wow, like, this can't be happening. This cannot be real. And I was just like, oh, I felt like, you know, like the horrible dad in a film.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God, it crushed me. And I was like, oh, floundering, trying to explain. And then the next minute she was running around not caring. And I was like, I don't know if she, I was like, oh fuck, oh, this is bad, God, isn't it? This is, oh, a bad, no, one. But she didn't, I literally spoke to her about 10 minutes for her birthday the year before, and then it was the big party, but...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. She didn't care if you're at their birthday. It's fine.
It's a one-off, and it's like, oh, God.
Is it building an Australian no, audience? No, but, back there next year going, this is for my career.
No, but it was the only way I could do it, but, like,
you know,
I
could come back, but it's always been my dream to watch an Aussie Rules game in Melbourne, and it's just an extra day.
I love that, staying for the extra day. I just love men in vests kicking. Oh, God, yeah, I felt really bad, to be honest, but, yeah. But, look, you know, a lot of people, that happens to a lot of people at work, but, yeah, that single tear that came out, I was like,
that's a move.
Part of that's me thought, I don't move. Think she really cares, but this is peak manipulation here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I realised? When I landed from Vegas, because of that Australia tour, I've got, I think, 12 more flights this year.
Bloody hell, Rob.
It's mental, isn't it?
Destroying the planet.
Oh, God, yeah. And they're all private jets.
You are who you are.
I am who I am. I'm just a man that doesn't care about his kids' birthdays, flying around the world, disappointing sometimes tens of people in theatres in Australia, building an audience.
Building an audience. Starting from the ground up again.
I've lost money and my child hates me. Great businessman. Take that to Dragon's Den. I'm sure it'll be fine.
You should just clarify, there will be people thinking that you are getting a private jet to Australia.
No, I'm not getting a private jet to Australia. That'd be absolute lunacy. That would probably be £100,000. I've got no idea. I've
never got to 200 people in Canberra.
Have my sales gone up? Have you heard something? Wow, good. I must have really broke from the Canberra circuit. What else? A couple of other things. Sorry, did you have more about your week, Josh? I think I'm caffeined up, jet lag.
I mean, that school thing was really... That's been our week. You carry on. I can tell you about going to the Clapton Jumble Trail anytime, Rob.
Okay, well, maybe let's build to that.
It's something for people to keep listening, because we'll get to it.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. Keep that cliffhanger. The other thing is my six-year-old, a school counsellor. Well, on the school council. I don't think she's a school counsellor.
Yeah, counsellor.
So they have representatives for that each year.
And what's happened with you being the guy who is on the main organising committee?
Oh, mate, I'm the class rep. I'm official. I'm official now.
Have you done anything?
Yeah, I've done something. So basically, there was... Because I'm on it with my class rep assistants.
Yeah.
I've hired a couple of guys that sort of take over when I'm pissed up at the boxing or at work, you know, in a busy meeting.
Yeah, working in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. I've got two things. So one, it was there was a message about the school fireworks I forgot to forward on, but Mario picked up the pieces. Big up, Mario. My man, Mazza. So that one. And then the other one was I introduced myself to the teacher. I emailed her and said, hi, I'm the class rep this year, Rob Beckett. Good to meet you. Anything you need passing on, let me know. But just wanted to introduce myself. And she said, oh, that's great. That's perfect timing, actually. Of course it is. I'm a great class rep. She said, that's great timing because please can all the children bring in their year one planners, because I need to double check what books they've already read so I don't give them again for year two. And I copied that, sent it to the parents group on WhatsApp, and then at the bottom a little meme of a man with sunglasses on doing a thumbs up with mission accomplished.
Keep it
light and fresh. So at the moment I've got no complaints, and neither have the class or the school, so I look at that as a win-win.
That's good. And how's your daughter doing?
She's still crying most days when I see her, but apart from that, all the admin's getting done. No, she's alright. Someone's like, I haven't got the planner anymore, I've recycled that, what should we do? And I was like, I'm not going to ask the teacher that. I think I've got to make a judgment call on what gets asked. I think we'll find out about that next week. You don't want to get bogged down admin.
I think that's that person's problem.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
they're going to have to deal with it. You can't be the go-between on minor rule infringements.
Yes. I'm a macro messenger. You know what I mean? I look at the bigger picture and then those guys can go direct if they need. That's how I run my ship, Josh.
Exactly. You don't need to be dealing with, can this... Because that's not going to go back to the teacher. That's going to go forward and back three times and you can't be doing that.
So basically, I'm going to do my best and if it all goes wrong, I'll just put a couple of hundred quid in some sort of parents' association thing at the end of the year and then everyone will think I'm a legend. That's basically the best way around it, isn't it? School council, she has to do a little speech in front of her classmates why she should be on the school council, and then they voted and she won the vote and she was buzzing. But what she started doing was booking appointments. So me and Lou weren't allowed to talk to her unless we booked an appointment to talk to her as a representative of the school council. So
is this the older one or the younger one?
The older one.
Yeah.
And I've taught them both to ride bikes.
I saw the video.
6-year-old and a 4-year-old learnt at the same time. 2 days of hell. My back
How many hours are you putting in?
So the first time we did it for about an hour or so. And then we left it a week. Then we went back and did it about another hour or so. The 6-year-old got it. 4-year-old was halfway there. Did another hour or so today. And the 4-year-old got it. They can start and stop themselves and go.
Great.
So it's really good. So that was fun.
Feel a real weight off your shoulders there.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No, because I did say I had to do it by the end of the year. But honestly, mate, I was like a question mark, my back. My posture was awful.
How do you hold the bike? Because I'm currently... We've taken the stabilisers off, but we're still in the garden. We've got to go to the park.
Yeah.
I can't work... Are you... straddling over both handlebars?
No, so what I'm doing is, first of all, I'm teaching them how to brake.
Yeah.
So even if they just push along with their legs, push along there, and then when they want to brake, I go, if you want to brake, you press the brake, obviously. But then they feel safe. It depends. I've got an adrenaline junkie and someone that's a bit more like composed and a bit slower to learn. So one I had to teach to slow down, and the other one I had to teach to brake. And I had to teach one not to brake because she used to brake all the time. I'll get them going. I just hold the seat with my right hand and keep it like them from wobbling, and then sort of just hold it until they're not wobbling, and then let go. And then they cycle off and you hope they don't fall. But at the start, I was running alongside to catch them because they were falling off. But then after a while, I don't know what it is, you just get a feeling that they've got it and then you let go.
Yeah.
And now they're belting it around.
It didn't take that long.
No, it was more in my head that it was going to be a bigger problem. But I think my 6-year-old wouldn't have learnt as a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So, but I think the younger one always follows the older one, so
exactly.
It might be worth waiting. Or, but I reckon what I would say as well, if you start on a little hill, not a massive hill, but a slight one, then they're not thinking about the acceleration or the pedalling,
right?
And then that gives them a little bit of a boost.
Just send them down a hill
because the faster they are, the easier it is. But I wouldn't, you know, not San Francisco style,
no.
Gradient. But a little
hill. Out in San Francisco for a couple of weeks working soon, won't you, Rob?
Yeah.
Got to watch the 49ers, Lou. I've always wanted to watch the 49ers.
No, you'll be glad to know that I'm filming next week in Kent, East London and Alexandra Palace.
Oh, there we go. Very easy to get to.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about the Clapton Jumble Trail?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a jumble sale. Yeah, you know what a jumble sale is, obviously.
Yeah, it's sort of a boot sale at a school.
Yeah.
But it's been donated for a cause.
Now, they do it. You get a map of all the houses and people have stalls outside their houses. So you kind of walk around the area.
Like a yard sale.
Sorry,
I spent a bit of time in America this year.
Yeah, of course. You should have mentioned it. So you walk around the stalls.
Yep.
And we decided to give our daughters £5.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out the blocks too fast.
Oh, no.
Because they don't quite realise. Also, you suddenly realise... everything's tat. We're just acquiring more shit here.
Yeah, and also as well. Well, you love a knickknack, don't you?
There was no knickknacks up for grabs, Rob.
Really? What kind of stuff was it?
She's got like a unicorn.
old toys.
Yeah, old toys. A unicorn, a koala, a brooch she's never going to wear. £2 on a brooch.
So she's got all that for a fiver?
Yeah, 50p for the unicorn, 50p for the koala. The brooch, can't even remember what the other stuff
I don't think I've
got.
Bought anything for 50p in about 8 years.
I know, but people want rid of this shit. They'll say it's 50p, and then you're like, oh, I'm not sure, and they're like, you can have it for free. And you're like, I don't want it. I don't want this stuff in my house. But we spent 4 hours doing the jumble trail.
That's a long time. Was it fun?
Absolutely brutal. It was fun. At points, we'd like acquire children of other parents who then have to go and do stuff, and suddenly you're babysitting another child for a bit. Basically, you're either trying to make them not walk in the middle of a road,
yep,
or trying to not make them buy shit on a stall. That was what we were doing for 4 hours, basically.
And how many kids did you have under your watch at any one time?
We got up to 4 at one point.
Just you?
No, me and another dad. But they came and went. It was quite kind of fluid. It was quite kind of liquid,
yeah,
you know. And it was quite a weird day, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, you do sort of... there's a lot more wholesome things to do where you live. Like community spirit kind of things and all that. Where like, yeah, but I'll just chuck them in a soft play and sit there having a coffee.
You do much... I'd kill for that, Rob.
Wait.
4 hours. But the thing is, we go to the park. I do the two of
that. I think you go to that park too much.
Do you think, Rob? One weekend, not this weekend, last weekend when Rose was away, I did the park 4 times. 4 times in 2 days. Morning, afternoon, and then morning and afternoon.
Have you got children or dogs?
Honestly, mate.
They love
boys,
it still.
Boys need running. This is what I've turned out. He brings me my shoes, like a dog, right? He just wants to go to the park the whole time.
Oh, really?
My daughter, if I never mentioned the park to her again, would never go to... She's never brought up the park once in 4 years on this planet.
Really?
She'll enjoy it if you go. Yeah. Let's go to the park. He is park obsessed. He is absolutely... Saturday morning, his nap, then Saturday afternoon...
Park.
Park, 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 park. Awful.
And can he climb on the toys on the like the?
Yeah, he's totally fearless. He's doing things that she didn't do until she was about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Partly because he's seen her do them, I think. But like, we went on this balance bridge today, and you were like, I can't even remember if she's ever done that.
So is he more like Rose? Is Rose a bit more like that than you? Because you're a bit more chilled.
No, he's like neither. No, Rose is more cautious in the park than I am.
No, I've always had her as quite loose. That's not the right word.
That's not acceptable on this podcast, Rob. Come on now, save that for our WhatsApp group.
No, but like, sorry, like relaxed and like quite. Yeah, whatever. Cool, you know.
No, I would say, and maybe Rose will dispute this, I am way more relaxed about them doing dangerous shit.
Wow, I thought you'd be the main worrier.
Do you know what? It's out of character, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like, even like stuff in the house, like, you know, turning upside down on the sofa and jumping off and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. Whereas Rose gets nervous about it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? So I'm like, hey, it'll be fine. Can you imagine me being that one?
And how have you been? You've been a bit more relaxed. You seem really in really good place, very chilled, which is always good.
Good and bad, Rob.
Good and bad.
So I've really combated the anxiety for a variety of things.
Are you sure you have?
No.
I'm joking. But, I'm joking. I was trying to reinforce some anxiety.
No.
Are you sure you have? Oh, have you? Just a little seed. Oh, okay. If you think so.
So have you been doing like the character of Josh Widdicombe for this podcast? So I've done various things that I won't bore you with them. But then the only thing really left is my sleeping is fucked.
Yeah.
I think the anxiety brought on this mental block about going to bed. And then the anxiety's gone. And it's just been I've just been left with this thing.
Yeah.
So last night I was falling asleep in front of a documentary it was quite interesting, but I was knackered.
Yeah.
And the moment I got into my room, I was just wide awake and I couldn't get to sleep till 1 a.m.
That's the worst, isn't it? What doesn't help is, as a comedian, the work pan's not ideal. Because you've got to remember, every Friday you go on live telly at 10, so you have a massive adrenaline dump. So
yeah.
Even at the start of COVID, I kept on getting really sleepy on the sofa at 8 or, you know, the 7 o'clock at night. But then when it got to 8 o'clock, when I was on stage, I'd be like, well awake.
That's a good point, Rob. That's a good point. So I need to quit my job.
You need to go, look, Rose, I'm going to go see about 1-2. You go out with the kids. See you at 11.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I want you to do three things. Tell Rose everyone thinks she's loose. One, that it won't be fine and it's just going to be absolutely dreadful. And then that she now has to be in charge of the children from
7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yeah. Just let me know how that goes.
Okay, I'll let you know how loose she feels after those pieces of information have been passed on.
I couldn't sleep. It was just so funny. It was like a sitcom. I couldn't sleep when I was... I basically went to bed Saturday night and I was flying back Sunday morning in Vegas. The time zone's mental. So, like, I was going to bed about midnight and that's, like, 8 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, so how are you going to adapt back to this?
I don't know, mate. I feel all right at the moment, but it's not bedtime yet, is it? No. But the problem was, so I had to set my alarm to get up at, like, 7 a.m., Las Vegas time, but that means like from midnight to 7 a.m. is like the daytime the UK. So I had my phone on loud so the alarm would go off, but then my WhatsApp woke me up. And I was like, okay, we'll turn notifications off on that. And then
everyone's alive and what's happening in
then
the
Then I've got an email. Nice. Oh, that's good. So that, then I got woken about 5. And every time I woke up, I had to turn off another notification. Then the ring doorbell. I was like, this is absolute joke. And then I was like, what the fuck's this noise? And these, because I don't normally have it on silent. And I was like, B-reels going off. Oh, fuck it. Oh, someone's messaged you on TikTok. What? I didn't even know I had that on. Just all these different sounds. I was like getting heckled by my phone. It was so funny.
So what time is it for you now? What is Vegas time? It's now currently morning in Vegas.
So time in Vegas.
So the challenge for you is getting to sleep tonight.
Yes, basically.
Welcome to my life.
Time in Vegas is 10 a.m.
And it's my word.
6 p.m. now.
Yeah, fair enough.
So well, I might be a wide awake.
Yeah, I'll drop you a text.
Yeah, I'll be. Yeah, so that's good. I'm getting picked up at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning to Alexandra Palace and do ice skating with Ramesh. That's what you want to be doing, jet lagged.
Is that work or play?
Work. I don't have a Tuesday morning skate session with Ramesh.
You're in Vegas. I've enjoyed this, Ron, but we're always bloody working together. Why don't we take some time out?
Yeah, and go do something that we want to do.
Do something we want to do.
Instead of all these silly things, doing magic tricks.
But I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Oh, one other thing. I don't know if this... I've been giving Lou banter about this, but I think it's actually a good idea. Lou has got an old woman's trolley.
What do you mean? One of those tartan ones?
Yeah. It's black, but yeah, no, you know, like the old woman's shopping trolley.
No, that's right? Rob, when did the spark go? You are 6 months away from us suggesting two single beds. Part of it is like... Obviously, now I've got this thing, this block in my head that the going to bed in my own bed is stressful. Rose's mum was like, well, why don't you just go to sleep on the sofa? You're like, that's not a long-term solution.
It is for some people.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I'm now thinking, I said to Rose, do you remember when I was sleeping the other way up, Rob, in our bed?
You're top and tailing.
Yeah, I might have to default back to the other way up just to try and reset my mind.
Maybe you're like a sand clock thing, you know, when it tickles down.
Yeah. I'm toying tonight with doing top and tail with Rose just to try and reset my mind back to something different.
Imagine that. What are you doing down there, Josh? Where's your head? I'm just trying to reset my mind, Rose. I've just Googled old woman to find old woman trolley, and there's just loads of photos, obviously, of old women. But there's a couple of women on there that I'd be absolutely livid if it was me. She had about 50. Right, old woman trolley. So she's got one of them old women trolleys, right? So
can you talk me through her decision? Did she do this while you're in Vegas?
Right, yeah.
What two different lives you're leading. She's walking along the street with her trolley.
She's a bit worried about me in Vegas with all the ladies, so she's got a bit sexy while I've been gone to try and keep me on my toes. No, when she had her appendix out, she was the shops. No, it's fine. No, she was in the shops in Bromley, and she forgot she had to pick something up that was quite heavy, and she couldn't carry it, so she went and got it for like 10 quid. It's really cheap, like a little, got it from like the pound shop or somewhere like that, a really cheap one, and she used it to bring the stuff back, and she's been sat by the front door and need to put it in the garage. Anyway, she went and got the girls from school, and she had to, and then she was, and they had a play date and a friend coming back. She was like, well, I don't want to carry all the bags and all the coats and all that. Yeah. So she took it up there, because then it was three backpacks, three coats and a tennis racket, because their mate had tennis at lunch. And she's just, it's much easier carrying it back. And it is. Because it's that's much better, isn't it, than...
Oh, but this is how it starts, Rob. But it is... I do think it is a better option than the back. Well, I mean, really, if it wasn't for the stigma attached to it, maybe we...
Maybe this makes it sexy.
Maybe this is our first bit of Parenting Hell merch, is we try and relaunch the old woman trolley.
For the school run. I think it would be good if you could have a thing where you could clip on scooters to it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So when they get bored of the scooter, you could just clip it like to the back of it.
Because that's what you miss when you lose the pram. You know, when you take the pram to the bloody park, you've got the bottom bit. It's actually really useful. When the pram's gone, you're suddenly carrying everything.
Exactly.
And so the old woman trolley is a replacement for the pram.
And what about a little buggy ball to step on it so younger ones could stand on the back of it?
Yes, there we go.
Well, we have to get to the designers.
So do you think Lou's now fully locked in with that old woman trolley forevermore?
Yeah, so what do I need to tell? So you've got to tell Rose that. So do you want about her and it'll be fine stuff? So do you want me to tell Lou that she's getting a bit old and she's not sexy anymore and now she's got an old woman trolley?
Yeah, I think that'd be good, yeah. Maybe you could get the old woman trolley involved in some kind of role play.
So lingerie and a Big Mac for the school run. High heels and the old woman trolley.
The old woman trolley full of Johnnies.
to the brim with Johnny. No, and to the point there's no space for the kids' bags, just to try and sex it up.
Oh, shall we do a quick bit of admin before the...
What admin we got?
So, Rob.
Yeah.
There's been a few developments. I think I might be joining TikTok.
Yes! Great news!
Yeah, so I've got to decide on my first TikTok, Rob. I'm going to leave that in your hands.
I think you should eat the spicy Dorito, and I think you should do the Sprite challenge with me.
Okay, shall I do that? So that'll we'll be do my that first TikTok.
When we're doing book promo, because we've got time together, let's do that and film that.
Okay, we'll do that. Good.
Oh, also two events you can come.
On the subject of book promo, these are the events.
You can come and meet us in Bluewater Shopping Centre on the 6th of November at 1 p.m. We're doing a book signing.
Waterstones. Does the fact it's Waterstones outweigh the fact it's Bluewater?
No, mate, you're in for a treat.
Oh, God. Do I need to come tooled up? I'm not going to bring my old woman shopping trolley, I'll tell you that.
It's not free. Blue Wall's not that bad. You'll be alright.
Is it not?
No, you'll be fine.
I've never been.
It's all right. It's better than Lakeside, for a fact.
Oh, right. Okay.
London, and also, to counter... act of the Bluewater book signing, London Literature Festival.
Oh, yeah. Stiffen your neck, guys.
It comes round soon, doesn't it?
It only feels
like yesterday I was up there as a punter, but look at me now. I've always dreamed. It's when dreams of a child comes true. Apparently, it's a really good festival. Have you been?
Yeah, 3 days. Off my face. Absolutely loved it.
Absolutely, a big old fucking piss up chatting about Oxford commas.
Yeah.
Do we even need them? anyway, so Sunday the 30th of October, 8 p.m, Queen Elizabeth Hall, Southbank Centre, tickets £25. I think you get a book with that.
You get a book with that, so you might as well do it because it's like a fiver more than the book.
And you get to hear us.
And you get to hear us, and we're going to be interviewed by someone.
Yes.
A special, exciting guest will interview us.
AKA not confirmed yet.
Not confirmed.
Yeah.
Not confirmed.
Right. Do you want to do a... Oh, I've got a good...
I should say one more thing on the book. Should we say... Because I don't think we promoted it again, was the... if you want your child to do the chapter titles.
Mm-hmm.
The chapter titles. Do I have them here? Probably not.
Oh, don't worry. But we can... they'll be in the... If you go to the episode information...
Yeah, go to the episode information... get your child to record one of the chapter titles. We'll use a different child for each one, like we do at the start of the episode.
Yes.
And go you can email to the them show in. Info. Email them in, not to us, but to the email address.
Bonnier. Anything with Bonnier on is the book.
Yeah,
so send it to
that's
them.
The one. Yeah, cool.
Oh, God, this is quite lax admin from us, but I thought that was good, wasn't it?
That's why people like us.
Okay, right, should we do a small business shout-out? We've got loads of good correspondence. We'll do that Friday.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Here we go. Blah, 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 blah. Hi there. Love the podcast and I've been listening since day one. Keep up the great work, bringing a dose of reality to everyday parenting. Okay, wanted to send you a message. Oh, yeah, loads of reality. You know when you keep getting woken up by notifications in Vegas when you're not looking after your kids? I've lost my touch. Maybe I am too sexy for this show.
It's a worry.
So this is from Warm Spaces project. Wanted to send you a message about a project we have started in response to the cost of living crisis. We are creating a map of warm banks across the UK for people to find warm spaces if they aren't able to heat their homes. It could be a coffee shop with a few spare seats, community centres, churches, co-working spaces, anywhere with heat to spare. Would love a mention to spread the word. Thanks, Jason in Norwich. So that's www.warmspaces.org, Instagram warm.spaces.project, Twitter warm_spaces. So it's a very good cause leading into winter when it starts to get a bit colder and the cost of living crisis gets a bit worse.
Very difficult to follow this one, isn't it?
Oh God, what is it for some shit?
Well, I'm now trying to choose something that's
Wendy's bracelets started up.
As good as possible.
Wendy's trying to do a fucking bracelet, actually. While this geezer in Norwich is keeping people warm, why don't you shove your bracelet up your ass, Wendy? Got with kooky pictures of owls on it. Fuck off. Oh yeah, definitely get on warm spaces and everyone suggests somewhere that's near them. Because if you've got a little coffee shop or somewhere, so I've looked at the website, basically just got a map. They've got a place in Southampton, a place in Norwich, a couple of churches, or if you've got or a coffee shop or a little side room that people could just plot up in or whatever, you can put it on this website. It's a really good website, actually. Sorry, Josh, go and do your one. I'm just trying to help people this winter. So why don't you do your one while we're trying to help people over here.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Hi, Rob and Josh, you sexy and relatable couple of hunks.
I like this guy.
Please will you give my amazing partner, Laura, a small business shout-out. Laura is 5'1½" and was struggling to find good petite clothing that wasn't ASOS. So 18 months ago, she started The Shortlist at Shop The Shortlist.
Right.
With no fashion experience and doing everything herself, even the modelling, which she absolutely hates, Laura's doing an incredible job and I'm so proud.
That's a tough gig, isn't it? Because if you don't want to model, and then you've got to do it yourself, and then you can't just sort of approach people in the street. Can you model for me?
Yeah, that is. You can't just. Yeah, it's weird.
And what's it called?
At Shop The Shortlist. So if you're 5'4" and under and bored of shopping at ASOS, give The Shortlist a go and support small independents. We both love the show and you frequently have us in hysterics. Keep up the good work. Charlie in Bristol.
Yeah, because there's loads of plus size clothing and loads of like the high and mighty for like people that are really tall.
Yeah.
But there isn't, is there? I think you're onto something.
Tell me about it.
There we go. Oh. You're 5'6" though, so you can't really get involved in this.
I can't buy jeans without having them turned up, Rob.
Well, I'd say, considering she doesn't like doing the modelling, she's doing a good job of modelling the clothes. I'm on the website. You can tell she's not a big fan. She's got her eyes shut in most of them, which, good, you know, just shut your eyes and it's not happening. Good on you. But yeah, good website. Buy some petite clothing's the right word, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back on Friday.
See you then.